Hey there, it's Jane Hamill from Fashion Brain Academy, and welcome to podcast episode 17. Today we are talking about motivation, specifically how to stay motivated in your business, and it's based on a question I got from a designer recently. So we're going to dive in just a second, but I just want to mention that I totally appreciate everybody who listens, number one, but I really love your comments. I have to say, it is a blast when I do these episodes and then we get that conversation going back and forth. So, two things. Thanks a ton for all of those of you who have been participating. And for those of you who have been lurking and listening and not commenting, hey, I encourage you to spread the action. All right. So give me a comment. Let me know what's going on after this, what you thought about it, what worked for you, what, you know, I'll ask you a question at the end, but I'd love to hear from you because that's what makes this really, really fun for me. All right. So let's go. This podcast, as you know, is for emerging designers and creatives who are in the fairly beginning, you know, 0 to 5 years of their business. And everything we talk about is based on my experience, what I've been through, and what you guys are writing in asking about. So here we go. Jane, this question comes from Dana in Los Angeles. She says, I'm loving your podcast, or your fodcast, as you call it. I call it a faux podcast because I haven't put it up on iTunes yet. Anyway, she says, I wonder if you would consider answering my question. How can I stay more motivated in my business? I've been doing it for 2.5 years now, and overall, it's good. My business is growing slowly, but I'm still not making enough money to support myself completely. And some days that just gets me down. I end up shopping for shoes online instead of working, or I spend time on Pinterest. Any advice for me? Thanks in advance, your business crush, Dana. I love that, Dana. I have business crushes too, so I'm honored to be yours. Okay, so Dana, first of all, I want to tell you that I think we have all been there. Running a business is not all sunshine and rainbows and unicorns every single day. A lot of the fun is the ideas and the planning to do something awesome. And then the everyday work sometimes gets to be hard. So I absolutely relate to what you're saying, and I think every single person listening can relate. So the first thing I just want to mention is just because you're not feeling motivated every day doesn't mean that you're not in the right business, okay? And you're not implying that that's what you're feeling, but I just want people to understand that. So there's three things that I want to talk about to help you stay motivated and, you know, stay on your game and keep your eye on the prize, okay? Here we go, Dana. The first one is ask yourself, is your lack of motivation just fear in disguise? Sometimes if we're not feeling it in the business, it's because we're afraid of doing it. Sometimes it's that we don't know the steps. Sometimes it's that we're afraid we're going to do it wrong. We're afraid of looking foolish. And this is all normal. So it might feel like, I'm just not into it. But maybe you're not into it because you're afraid you're going to do it wrong and you don't want anybody to see that, okay? So let's just, you know, delve into that and see if that's your thing, all right? I can tell you that one, and I've told this story before, and I didn't used to like to tell it because I felt embarrassed about it, but now I've told it so many times, I'm cool with it. We all, because everybody can relate, I think, to this. So when I had my line, I had a women's wear line, as many of you know, for over 14 years, and I had a retail store. And I sold my line to Macy's and Bloomie's and Saks and, you know, hundreds of specialty stores, including my own store. And what I started to do after the first couple seasons was I would start sourcing the fabrics on time, get, you know, motivated and inspired for the collection. And then I would do nothing after that, okay? I'd have the fabrics, I'd have some ideas in my head, and I would do nothing. And then the last 2 weeks of when I really needed to have this collection designed, I would stay up all night and work my butt off and be exhausted and crabby and just do everything the last 2 weeks. And this went on for years and years and years, and it was, you know, just the behavior that I really didn't enjoy, yet I didn't stop doing it. And I didn't know why I did it. I didn't really care. I just couldn't bring myself to start until I was absolutely forced. So, you know, 6-7 years into this, I started to think, I don't want to live like this anymore. This sucks. So I realized, and it was a huge moment for me. I was like, why do I do it? Why don't I just start on a regular schedule? I know the schedule. Why don't I do it? And I realized if I pushed everything to the last 2 weeks, And then the collection didn't sell, or it didn't do well. People didn't like it. I could always say, well, what do you expect? I only had 2 weeks to put this whole thing together. So it was my, you know, whatever, psycho way of protecting myself from failing. Okay? I had an excuse that it didn't work if I just did it in the last 2 weeks. So there's so many things between the ears about that. But basically, I was just afraid, okay? So for me, my lack of motivation to get started, you know, yes, it just looked like regular old procrastination, but it really was fear in disguise. And so if you look at that and you say, yeah, I don't think that's what it is, Jane, I just don't feel motivated, then maybe part of it is that you just need to up your discipline level. You know, are you really treating your business like a business and not a hobby? Because a hobby is something that you only do when you feel like it, right? And a business is something, a job is when you go in every day no matter what. So if you had a boss, you really couldn't get away with goofing around looking for shoes and going on Pinterest. So part of it may be that you just need to do the work, Dana. Do the work. And there's that wonderful book, Eat the Frog, I think it's called, or Eat That Frog, which sort of explains ways to get the yucky work out of the way first. You might want to look into that book. It's very, very good. Okay, so the first one is your lack of motivation just fear in disguise? The second thing is I suggest that you set a goal that excites you, okay? And I know we've heard 50 times, you should set goals, you should write them down. Well, you know what? That's because it does work, all right? Sometimes we get wishy-washy about our work because we don't feel like we're actually working towards anything, at least not anything specific. So many of us, especially creative entrepreneurs, we're so in it every day, all right? We think about the same thing. So, you know, in any business, we're thinking, gosh, I'd like to get more customers. I'd like to make more money. Maybe I want to get better engagement on Facebook, or I want more Instagram followers. But do you really ever think about where you want to be, like, in a year from today? A year from today. What do you really want your business to be like? I talked to a lot of designers lately, and maybe it's just the season, I don't know, but I have felt quite a few people feeling unmotivated in their business, and a couple of them were even thinking about giving it up and closing down. So many of them didn't want to, you know, they weren't quite going there, ready to close or anything, but they just feel like they're going through the motions every day without a real purpose for their business or a real particular thing they're going after. So setting a clear goal that you actually really want and really excites you can be super, super motivating. So think about what is that you totally would love, okay? Not just what you think you should want, right? Well, I should want to increase my sales by 20%. Okay, great. Do you really want that? What are you going to do with that money, okay? Maybe you really want to get placement in People Magazine, and then you're going to work your butt off for that. You know, I don't know what it is, but if you have a goal, it can be a short-term or a long-term goal, and you write it down and you put a timeline to it, you can really get a lot more excited about running your business, and it can refocus your attention. Maybe it's something like, look, 10% of my business is 90% of my business is these kinds of styles. This is what's working. But this other 10%, I want to go nuts on. I want to design for me in this part of my business. Okay? So maybe you're going to say, hey, next season of the, you know, 20 styles I produce, 18 of them are going to be what I would normally do, and 2 of them are going to be just crazy. And that's my goal, and that's fun for me and gets you more excited about going to work. And doing those 2 wild ones makes the other 18, you know, much more palatable. So personally, and I'm not speaking for anyone else but me, I find longer-term projects and longer-term goals more difficult. I like in and out, down and dirty projects. So for my business, that would be like a 2-hour online workshop, you know, like, hey, how to do a trunk show. I'm going to, you know, announce it on Monday and do it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and do the online presentation on a Thursday night. Okay. This works well for my business. It totally keeps me excited. It keeps me working fast that week. So there are things that I have to do, like, you know, updating my courses online, like the new designer program. I've been updating that thing for years now, and it's honestly painful for me because it's a big project. But when I weave in these fun quickies, like the 2-hour workshops here and there, it's a lot more fun for me, and I stay fresh, okay? So my advice for you is to set a goal, long or short term, something you actually really want, and go for it, and then give it a deadline so it has a little more meat, all right? The next thing I want to tell you, number three, about staying motivated is to, you know, stop doing it alone, all right? Motivation is like taking a shower. I'm sure I've heard this expression. I didn't make this up. I can't remember who said it. But you can't take a shower on Sunday and expect it to last until Thursday. You just can't, right? So motivation is something that you have to have on a regular basis. And since, you know, it doesn't last, you need to get that hit every week, every month, that kind of thing. So motivation is really like the push. It's like a kick in the butt, right? So a personal trainer or a coach can motivate you to work hard, even though it's not in your nature to work hard in that, you know, particular area, because you have somebody with you. You're accountable to them. You have somebody saying, you can do it. I expect this of you, right? So the other thing is, we think we can just do everything alone and be self-motivated. And I think that that's just not true. And I'm going to give you a few examples, all right? So Jim Rohn says, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So Dana, let me ask you this, and everybody listening, who are you hanging out with? Where are you getting support? These five people that you spend the most time with, and maybe it's five business people, are they truly the people? Are they doing better than you? Are they people you look up to? Are they hardworking and motivated and positive people, you know? And think about, for instance, people who run marathons, okay? I do not, but I have friends that do. If you want to run a marathon, do you just go out and buy a book and do what it says by yourself? No. I mean, very few people can do that. Most people get a coach. They join a running team. They train together. They run together. They share advice and stories. They share tips on what are the best socks. What are the best shorts that won't give you a rash? What are the best kind of supportive shoes? They have a community to motivate themselves regularly so they can reach that goal of running a marathon. The way I see it, the odds of training and actually running a marathon on your own are substantially decreased unless you have that some support, okay? Believe me, though, when I say your business is a marathon, you know, really, it's an Ironman. So stop treating your business like it's a 5K fun run, okay? You're dooming yourself with that attitude. If you're going to be in it and you're going to be successful in your marathon and your Ironman, you need support. You need people. Okay, even like there's an interesting study. It was 1989 clinical trial. Dr. Spiegel was a doctor. And they had a women. I thought this was so fascinating. And I've read other things like this before, and I'm certainly not an expert, but I thought this was interesting, that a group of women with metastatic breast cancer who took part in supportive group therapy, those who took part in the group therapy lived 18 months longer than those who did not, okay? I mean, that just is amazing to me. Everything else, you know, was equal, but the ones who got the support lived longer. So I've been reading a lot about this, the connection between there's a relationship, between connection and happiness, okay? And same for your personal life, for your business, okay? So this is from PBS, Public Broadcast System, and here's a quote. All of us need other people in order to be well and thrive. We feel better just being around other people, and we need close relationships in order to be happy. We need close relationships in order to be happy. I do obviously, I mean, not obviously, but I absolutely believe this to be true in your personal life. I mean, I'm married. I'm married for the second time. I never would have married again if I didn't feel that I needed a close relationship to help me be happy. Obviously, you don't need to be married to be happy, but, you know, who would dive into that well twice unless you really thought it would help make you happy? And listen to what they say. And what happened, what's true for your life is true for your business because they're so intertwined. So check this out. PBS says characteristics of close relationships. Mutual understanding, caring, a source of direct help in times of trouble. Celebration of good times. Validation of self-worth. Security. A diversity of ideas and influence to help us grow and learn. And fun. Okay, so imagine if you had these characteristics in your business life, okay? Imagine you were having diversity of ideas, validation of self-worth, a source of direct help. You know, where am I going to get answers for my questions? These are the things that keep us motivated, okay? So all these things are not just for your personal life. So accept the fact that we do better in business when we're surrounded by others on the same path as us. I believe this with every fiber of my being. I've seen it happen with me. I've seen it happen in the success of the people who've been in my mastermind groups or when I've had group events and group ongoing support. It's amazing what happens and the connections that happen. So for you to get peer support, let me give you some ideas, okay? You can join a mastermind group. And if you're not familiar with a mastermind group is, just Google that up. Napoleon Hill is the first one that kind of, I think, came up with that, but you can check that out. And a mastermind group does not have to be just in your specific industry, okay? So you could be in a mastermind group of women entrepreneurs or just people who live in your town or something. It doesn't have to be necessary for the fashion business or your business. You could consider an accountability buddy. What I have found with this, though, is if you just have a friend and you guys are accountability buddies, sometimes you let each other off the hook too much. That kind of thing can require some structure and you being slightly afraid of that other person. You can consider going to meetups. Perhaps there's a breakfast group of entrepreneurs you can start or join. There are online forums for support. Again, it doesn't have to be specific to your industry. And it also helps to attend events and industry conferences. It really does help you connect with others, know what's going on, and get support. Soon, I'm going to be offering a good way to get support for people who are in fashion design. The Momentum Group Consulting Program is coming up. It's not ready yet, but keep a lookout for that, Dana, if that's something that would interest you, because I really, really, really believe, I know, success comes more easily, and it comes to those who get support from each other and often from a coach, and also just having a place to go for answers and a place to, you know, help you stay motivated and feel like you're not the only person, you know, a place where you feel more comfortable and willing to try something new, to take a risk, to get out of your comfort zone. This will help your business. All right, so let's review. So three things you want to think about when you're not, if you're not feeling motivated, all right? Number one, is your lack of motivation just fear in disguise? Really check that out and see what's up with that, okay? Number two, set a goal that actually excites you, makes you want to wake up in the morning, okay? Entrench yourself in that goal. It doesn't matter if it's long-term, short-term, and it doesn't, you know, none of that matters. Just put a timeline to it and write it down and ideally tell somebody or some people about it so you have a little bit of accountability there, okay? Number three, stop doing it alone. You know that expression, no man is an island. We're all connected to Earth and to each other, and we are people who need to be surrounded by people. That's just human nature. All right? So I hope that helps you, Dana, with your motivation. And now, anybody who's listening, it is your turn. Did you like this episode? What did you think? Okay, if you liked it, hit the like button. Share it with your friends. I would really appreciate it, much more than you probably even know, honestly. And I'd love to get this information in the hands of more struggling designers and creative people. Okay? And honestly, don't make me do all the work here, people. Come on. The best part of my day is hearing from you. So could you, in the comments on the blog, give me a specific example of a situation maybe that you've been in where you did not feel motivated, and what did you do about it? Okay? How did you push through it? How did you get help? Or did it not? You know, what works for you? What doesn't work for you? And let me know. Let me know what worked for you in this podcast as well. I'd really appreciate that. And if you're listening to this podcast and it's not on the blog, you can simply go to fashionbrainacademy.com/blog/17. That's just the one, number 17. So fashionbrainacademy.com/blog/17. And that's where you'll find all the action of people chatting about what they thought about the podcast. And you know, getting a little support in the comments. How about that? That'd be awesome. So thanks so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. I'm wishing you all the success in the world. I'm totally rooting for every single person who's listening right now. Have a great day, and I'll catch you next time on the Fashion Brain Podcast. Take care.